There was a very interesting and sad story in the Chicago Tribune over the weekend on Saturday about food allergies and allergic reactions and anaphylaxis and the need for EpiPens maybe for our first responders and places like that. I think a lot of schools tend to have EpiPens now. A lot of kids go to school with EpiPens, even if they have pretty mild food allergies. But not everybody has them, and not always do you know that one is going to be needed. Annie Laguerre was a young girl who was at a sleepover over with friends, wasn't known to have any severe food allergies, and she had trouble breathing one night at a sleepover, called her mom, who rushed right over. They called the paramedics, and she was in anaphylactic shock and sadly passed away 9 days later. Her mom, Shelley Laguerre, joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for being on with us. I know this is very difficult to talk about. Your daughter passed away back in August, and I can't imagine the grief you're still going through and will continue to go through for the rest of your life. But I wanted to chat with you because you're putting that grief to use to try to help others, because the situation was, as I read in the Tribune, you know, your daughter had eaten sunflower seeds once and kind of had a little bit of a reaction to that, and you said, you know, don't eat those anymore. I think a lot of us go through that with our kids and certain things. I know I have a son who feels funny after he eats strawberries, so he doesn't eat strawberries. And we don't necessarily take that to the level of severe peanut reaction that a lot of people have and different things like that. And so you had no idea your daughter had any very severe allergies. She goes to a sleepover, eats all the kind of foods she always eats, nothing out of the ordinary, calls you at midnight that she's having trouble breathing. And when you arrive, there was a first responder at the house, correct?
That's correct. It was the police officer that arrived first.
And let me ask you, why did a police officer come first? Was that just the closest person nearby, or how did
I think that's how it works. I think when they call 911, it gets dispatched, and then the ambulance, I believe a firefighter usually will follow an ambulance, and the police officer that's closest usually arrives at the scene.
And so in general, police officers, first responders, emergency vehicles do not have EpiPens on them, correct?
I know the police officers don't carry them. The firefighters don't. I believe some ambulances carry EpiPens, but other ambulances have epinephrine in vials.
So they could administer a shot if they needed to?
If they needed to, yes.
And so the idea is to find a way to make sure that any first responder, if possible, and certainly schools and other places, probably any place that has an AED device handy in case of an emergency, should also probably have an EpiPen or epinephrine available if it's necessary, right?
Absolutely. Epinephrine auto-injectors are your best, you know, they're the easiest, and it's the quickest way to inject epinephrine, even to yourself if need be.
And that's the basic, what a lot of us just call an EpiPen, right?
EpiPen, that is correct, yes.
According to the Tribune today, research shows that a food allergy reaction sends someone to the emergency room every 3 minutes, and every 6 minutes the reaction is one of anaphylaxis, according to a Senior Vice President of Education and Advocacy for the Food Allergy Research and Education Foundation. Medical experts have identified 8 foods that account for 90% of all food allergic reactions: milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, wheat, soy, fish, and shellfish, but they're still unsure why food allergies are more prevalent today than ever. And, Shelley, in the case of your daughter Annie, you don't know, and probably they're saying we'll never know what truly caused this, right?
That is correct, because she was on large doses of Benadryl and steroids for a period of time. And even, you know, I had asked the doctors when would we be able to have her allergy tested, you know, when she was out of the hospital, and they said up to 90 days before they could allergy test her.
And at that point, they would know what was
in
her system.
That is correct.
Were they able to give you any idea of what they think happened? Do they think it was just a reaction to a food?
I think because food causes most anaphylaxis, there are other things such as bee stings, but that wasn't the case that night. So they're thinking, yes, it was some food, maybe a combination of food.
We have to take a quick break for traffic. Can you hold on for a minute? Because I want to tell everybody about the Annie Laguerre Foundation and how they can help and what you're the laws you're trying to get passed and the good that you're trying to do out of this tragedy. Okay, hold on for a second. Okay, Shelley?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Hold on one second. Matt Rubala in for Steve Cochran here on Radio 720 WGN. We're speaking with Shelley Laguerre about her daughter Annie, who passed away in August after having an anaphylactic shock from an unknown food allergy, and the importance of us having more awareness and the ability to respond to those situations. According to the story in the Tribune, a dramatic increase in food allergies in children, a growth of 50%. From 1997 to 2011, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's an amazing jump. Meanwhile, the availability of epinephrine treatment varies widely from state to state. In Illinois, a 2011 law permits schools to keep epinephrine auto-injectors in stock for general use, going beyond the past practice where school offices held EpiPens only for students who obtained personal prescriptions. A 2014 expansion of the law gives more school employees legal permissions to administer the drugs when needed. Since the law was first passed, 3,011 schools in Illinois report keeping EpiPens stocked in case of emergency. Shelley, I know you're working with Chris Nybo, Senator from Elmhurst, on legislation to try to increase the amount of EpiPens or auto-injectors that people have. What is the hope to come of that?
We're hoping that it gives the – right now, it's they make them available if – the school chooses to have the epinephrine in stock, the EpiPens. We want to make it mandatory that the schools have in stock epinephrine pens for people to use, because if you don't have them, you cannot inject another child EpiPen, and you need to wait for 911 to come.
Yeah, and that's the problem there is that's too long to wait, right? I mean, if
– you're correct. If they say that it should be – time is critical. Within 8 minutes is when you would see the best results of epinephrine being injected.
And even in the best of situations, 8 minutes is pretty quick for a first responder ever to arrive. I mean, that's very quick to arrive and assess and inject. So having
exactly.
one on hand is critical.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you may even need it with some severe allergies. There's times when you need a second boost with epi. So they may even need a second epinephrine pen available. That's why they come in twos. They usually have two in stock.
Yeah.
Because you want to have a backup in case you need a second one.
Now, Senator Nybo is working on legislation that would authorize trained first responders such as police, EMTs, and firefighters to administer epinephrine in emergencies. That could be introduced in January. Are you working with him a little bit on that?
We spoke about two months ago, and we talked about the possibility. That was one of my goals, was to see this happen. And he was going to contact me, and we were going to work a little bit together.
What is the holdup on things like that? I'm guessing it's cost, just because this hasn't been something that's been associated in the past. I buy EpiPens for my kids. I know those things are not cheap. Is that
right.
One of the things that would hold this back?
I think that is one of the big contributors to holding us back. Also, you know, there is some level of education that needs to be, you know, done for to be able to assess a situation and recognize anaphylaxis. You know, there's times when it's pretty obvious, you know, you're having difficulty breathing, coughing, face is swelling, hives. I mean, but sometimes it could be as little as just a cough and difficulty breathing. And from there, it progresses very quickly, which in my daughter's case seems to be what happened. So there needs to be some education with that, which is also, you know, but my foundation would love to, you know, make people aware, have speakers come, have allergists involved, and to really, you know, broaden the knowledge of the communities and things like that.
The website for more information is amazingannie.org. You can email Shelley at alfshelley@amazingannie.org. I imagine, Shelley, one of the other things to take out of this is for all of us parents out there, is maybe to just You know, I don't know if you had had her allergy tested, if that might have made any difference or not here, because as you said, she ate things she's eaten before. So this is maybe just a crazy anomaly that this happened. But I think for all of us, it's a little bit of a wake-up call to maybe if we haven't had our kids tested for allergies, check on that, because the numbers are startling. A 50% increase in childhood food allergy reactions and allergies. Something has changed in the environment. We haven't figured any of that out yet. But the important thing is to try to be as aware of it as possible and probably talk to your pediatrician about getting your kids checked for food allergies.
Absolutely. Annie's environmental allergies or outdoor allergies seem to have been getting worse, you know, this past summer. So I had made a comment to her that on September 3rd, when she had her, you know, yearly checkup, we were going to have her allergy tested. So I think that's a great idea, and it could possibly, you know, save you from a tragedy that happened to our family.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you sharing your story today. It's important work that you're doing. The Annie LaGuerre Foundation at AmazingAnnie.org, and you can email Shelley at ALFShelley@AmazingAnnie.org. Thank you so much for being on with us today, Shelley.
And thank you. And we're also on Facebook, Matt.
Excellent, excellent. Find
thank
Facebook
you.
And then just search Amazing Annie.
Yes, that's the Annie LaGuerre Foundation. That's
excellent.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Shelley.
Okay, thank you for your time.